This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. lawmakers on Capitol Hill discussed whether the Biden administration's latest budget does enough to compete with China, especially with China's aggressive stance toward Taiwan. VOA's Carla Babb tells us more.
Beijing has said it wants to use this growing power to control the island of Taiwan by force if necessary. Officials say the U.S. remains committed to Taiwan, with a massive military aid package for the Democratic island expected soon. Administration officials warned that if Congress fails to pass a U.S. budget on time, U.S. interest would suffer. Republicans argue that Biden's budget fails to fund new ships the U.S. Navy says it needs to deter China. And they criticize the president's refusal to declare Russia a state sponsor of terrorism over its war in Ukraine, which senators on both sides of the aisle say would send a strong message. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian prosecutors say they've arrested the head of the country's Supreme Court over an alleged bribery case one day after authorities said they were investigating large-scale corruption at the court. Photos appear to show stacks of American $100 bills lined up on a couch found during an investigation. The National Anti-Corruption Bureau director did not name the person arrested, only that it was the head of the court and that they were suspected of taking a bribe worth $2.7 million, the highest profile discovery in the agency's history. The Supreme Court says it's fully cooperating with the investigation and has initiated a process for expressing no confidence in cannot serve. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky have agreed to separate meetings with a delegation of leaders from six African countries to discuss a possible plan to end the war in Ukraine. This, according to South Africa's president. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is canceling part of an upcoming overseas trip so he can focus on talks over the debt limit. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has ruled out a so-called Quad Summit taking place in Sydney without President Biden. Albanese says he understands why Mr. Biden pulled out of the summit to focus on debt limit talks in Washington, since they are crucial to the economy. The summit includes India Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. It had been scheduled for May 24th. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says the number of people who fled from Sudan to Chad has doubled to 55,000 in the last week, and many are women and children. Henry Wilkins spoke to Sudanese refugees who just arrived at a newly created camp.
To reach the site of a camp housing the new arrivals, VOA flew from the capital, N'Djamena, and then drove 4 hours to the remote town of Barota on the Chad-Sudan border. Here, a settlement that didn't exist a week ago is now the size of a town. Refugee Khadija Abeb Abdul Rahman told VOA how it is she arrived at Barota. She said the small bundle she is carrying on her head is all she was able to bring with her. She is in need of food and security. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Barota, Chad.
New Zealand police say they believe a fire that killed at least six people in a Wellington hostel was arson and have launched a homicide probe. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Police Inspector Dion Bennett says an investigation into the fire and the resulting deaths is gathering pace.
We are treating it as an arson. I'm not prepared to say why or the reasons for us treating it as an arson, other than to say that we are.
Bennett adds they haven't yet arrested anybody.
Because it is an arson investigation, we do have a list of people that we want to speak to. I'm not prepared to say who they are or where they are. However, our investigation teams are working rapidly on that.
There had been a couch fire at the Loafers Lodge Hostel about 2 hours before the main fire on Tuesday. The couch fire had not been reported to emergency services at the time, and police want to see if there's any link between that and the fatal blaze. I'm Charles de la Desma.
State media reports that a Chinese fishing boat operating in the Indian Ocean has sunk and all 39 crew members on board are missing. Broadcaster CCTV said the sinking happened around 3 a.m. Tuesday. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.